producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay, good morning. It is Thursday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour, you've heard their ad here probably more than once. Gun Mag Warehouse. We're going to talk to the owner of Gun, well, the one of the managers of Gun Mag Warehouse. We're going to talk to Peter Jackson today. He has a very interesting past, and the fact that he went into the magazine business, yeah, he sort of thinks along the same lines I do. If you haven't checked out Gun Mag Warehouse, by the way, all they sell are OEM magazines. They sell magazines made by the manufacturer. They have huge selection. And those things come in handy when you're shooting semi-automatics, don't they? Now, for those of you that may be new to caring about the Second Amendment or being a gun owner, or just you've just noticed what everybody tries to do to keep you from being a gun owner, this is for you. For those of you who already are doing this, well, it's probably going to seem redundant, but that's okay, because redundancy is never a bad thing. Whenever you run up on an adherent to gun control, what they're going to typically come at you with is going to be some sort of an emotional argument. When they go way out on the limb and try to come at you with logic, typically these arguments are going to take the very same tired form they do time and time again. So let's pop a few of these, shall we? Just so you'll be equipped. Now, myth number one that they try to perpetrate is that you have to have a license to operate a car. Why shouldn't you have one to own a gun? Well, the reality check here is that owning a car is not a right. Never has been enumerated anywhere. There's no government program to give you a car. Well, not unless you count Cash for Clunkers, which was horrific. Owning a gun is a right. There is no enumerated Bill of Rights item that gets out there and talks about you being able to get around in an automobile. And on private property, this is where it takes a bad turn for them. A license generally isn't required to own a car or to operate it on private land. And those that would like to treat guns like cars, I'll play your stupid game. Does that mean my concealed weapons permit is good in all 50 states, like my driver's license? That I can drive my car into all 50 states, especially Hawaii, if I've got good enough tires? Most of the time, they start backing away at this point. They'll also come at you, well, guns are dangerous. No, cars kill more people than guns. Sorry. The other thing about guns are a tool. And if you look at them as a tool, a real tool, like you would find in your toolbox, there's a whole host of things in there that you can hurt yourself with if you're not handling it correctly. Myth number two, the Second Amendment specifies that owning a gun is only for serving in a well-regulated militia. What we now call the National Guard. If you're not a member of the National Guard, you're not in the militia, hence you need no gun. Gun ownership is a collective right of the people, and the guns must be controlled by the government. The opening to the Second Amendment is a dependent clause. It helps to explain and justify the independent clause that follows, but not it's not essential to making that clause true. Back in the day when the Constitution was written, well-regulated didn't mean controlled. It meant well-practiced or well-drilled. And the militia wasn't anything like today's National Guard. You simply had to exist and be a male between a certain, you know, an age group. All able-bodied males were deemed to be in the militia in time of threat or war. Further, in order for the people to indicate the citizenry as a whole rather than the individual, the Founding Fathers would have had to use it to mean an individual in the First Amendment, then the collective in the Second Amendment, and back to the individual in the Third and the Fourth, the Ninth, the Tenth. And, of course, for those that like to throw it to the Supremes to make the definitive judgment on what is and what isn't constitutional, they have defined it as an individual right. Sorry, gun grabbers. I know right now you're crying in your Cheerios. My favorite myth is myth number three. The Founding Fathers couldn't have possibly foreseen the technological developments that have led to such things as assault weapons. The Second Amendment right was intended only for muzzle-loading flintlocks. Now, notice it's the right to keep and bear arms. It's not the right to keep and bear flintlocks. Now, whenever I hear this, I always ask, "Hey, do you know what a phaser is?" And they inevitably come back, "Oh yeah, the ray gun from Star Trek." Then I'll point out that they don't exist, even though we know what they are. Imagination. Imagination is not a 21st or 20th century innovation. It existed even back in the 1700s. To say that men like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who were among the leading inventors of their day, couldn't have foreseen technological advancement is patently stupid. It's a stupid proposition to take up. And most of these technological concepts that we think of as modern are actually quite old. At the NRA National Firearms Museum, there's a 12-shot flintlock. Back then, manufacturing technique and the absence of industrialization were the limiting factors, and they were more limiting than the imagination back then. And if the Second Amendment referred only to technology that was around at the time it was drafted, then the First Amendment doesn't apply to radio and movies and television or the interwebs. So once again, the Supreme Court agrees. Some have made the argument bordering on the frivolous that only those arms in existence in the 18th century are protected by the Second Amendment. We do not interpret constitutional rights this way, just as the First Amendment protects modern forms of communications, and the Fourth Amendment applies to modern forms of search. The Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. You see, when they wrote the what I love about that is it's sort of like the Constitution only had a 3-year shelf life. If technology advanced beyond that, there were going to be certain things that just became null and void. But that's okay because, I still think that all of you idiocy spewing outlets out there that seem to think that the Second Amendment is something controlled by the federal government, not individuals, you have your right to be idiots. Okay? Okay. The arguments they use are all the same, all the time. The technology one especially fun because they'll literally get out there and say, well, you can have what they had during the revolution. And they don't even know what they're talking about there. Those flintlocks shot a 50 caliber projectile. I don't want a 50 caliber projectile to be perforating my chest cavity. That would sting. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know what? I'm going to say a word so that we can all have coalesce and have one fun gut laugh together, shall I? Psychology. Psychology. Recently, the American Psychological Association put out a a report called Gun Violence Prediction, Prevention, and Policy that was presented last month. Now, let me give you an idea of what I have gathered is the typical site. And I'm gonna get my expert on here. We'll talk about this on another day. But this is the way typically, and this is all based upon what we know about the people that graduated to being spree shooters. They go to the psychologist. They're like, you know, doc, I've been posting these aggressive videos, and I draw really ugly pictures of depictions of me killing people, and, you know, I'm feeling really aggressive and really angry. Very nice. I understand. Here, let's do the Warshak test, shall we? What do you see here? School shooting. What do you see here? Mall shooting. What do you see here? Theater shooting. Wow, look at this. The time is up. Listen, I want you to sign this non-aggression pact, basically stating that you're not going to kill anybody. Pay on your way out, and I will see you same bat time, same bat channel. Here's your prescription for Zoloft. And off they go. Eventually, what happens with a lot of these people is they either stop taking their medication or the medication is not the right medication. But psychology is primarily practiced. You're up against the clock. You're being asked a bunch of non sequitur questions that are supposed to be some sort of predictor of something that you may do. And this is what the American Psychology Association, Psychological Association, wants to point out. They call attention to the need, rightly so, to understand factors in development, community, culture, and gender that are associated with more or less likelihood of people resorting to lethal violence, but they veer away from their expertise in psychology and concentrate instead on violence by gun. And they invite broader questions about the role of the gun use within the violence itself. The authors and references used in this report are largely drawn from quote-unquote studies perpetrated by gun control proponents without regard to research that shows that how more guns in the right hands can actually minimize violence. They do write about exposure to violent media in movies and television. But for some reason, they think that's... Do you really believe... When I was growing up, I saw all manners of ridiculous violence, and I saw them on cartoons. Tom and Jerry was ultra-violent. The Roadrunner was ultra-violent. And I saw all this stuff, and I never got out there and said, you know, I'm going to drop an anvil from Acme on somebody. I laughed myself hoarse. This suggestion, part of the suggestion that they make about people being influenced by what they see. I'm sure there may be some. I've just never been susceptible to it. Now, mainstream media religiously avoids this, however, especially some of the depictions they're making. I remember, I remember when MTV, as an example, used to play music video. Once every hour we would see a VJ. We'd hear their voice, we'd see a VJ. They were the celebrities. Then they started the real world, and then everything went to hell in a handbasket. The real need here is for better access to quality care for the mentally ill. That's the real need. This is the cornerstone of violence prevention among those at risk due to severe psychiatric illness. But the authors of this little report they put out offer a much trickier recommendation when they call for expanding the class of persons prohibited from purchasing guns to include domestic violence offenders, persons convicted of violent misdemeanor crimes, as well as individuals with mental illness which have been adjudicated to being a threat to themselves or to others. It does sound desirable, but it demands much more specificity to avoid abuse by false accusation and to distinguish truly threatening criminals from too broadly classified violent misdemeanor convicted people. Now, the question of prohibiting people who have been adjudicated as threats to themselves or others is also complicated, although in these cases there has been some due process. However, one thing they can't avoid is this. Most people who are really dangerous have never been treated psychiatrically, and they would avoid it. So very few of these get formally adjudicated at all, which is determined by a court, to be threats due to mental illness. The expectable outcome of treatment is resolution of symptoms and risk, but how do you become, if that happens to you, if you are adjudicated as such, how do you become unadjudicated in order to resume full citizenship and to exercise your fundamental rights? Calling for more research to sort out the best answers to gun violence, as usual, ignores a whole bunch of data. When somebody, and here's this very sad fact, when somebody gets to that point to where they are committing violence of any kind, a knife, a ball bat, would it make some people feel better for a madman to be running around in a school hall bashing kids in the head when they're changing class? Would that make you feel better? If we're going to, once violence begins, you have to employ violence to stop it. You can't get around and sit and ponder, I wonder what his treatment protocol was. So maybe psychologists should work more on actually doing what they know how to do versus getting out there and trying to dictate things that they have no idea how the real world functions. A real criminal is not going to go to a psychologist and say, you know, I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling guilty. I did a home invasion the other day and beat up two geriatric people, and I'm just feeling bad about it. They're not going to sit around. Those people aren't going for psychiatric care. The ones that are going to perpetrate the violence are the ones that don't go. Or they have gone and they've quit going. Those are the dangerous ones. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to tell you some lies about guns. Understand that these are lies, and I mean this facetiously. Every time I pick up a gun, I add 1 year to my life. Shooting produces vitamin C in my body. Every time you shoot a bad guy, an angel gets its wings. Now, if I went out there and I used points like that as a justification for gun ownership, first of all, I would have no credibility whatsoever. Second of all, people would stop giving me press, which I used to do a lot of interviews and everything. I've sort of shirked away from that right now. Now, the Moms Demand Action, and most of the gun controllers, but primarily the Moms Demand Action, because they're very imaginative. They can lie and get busted in the lie, even by CNN, by Reuters, by the AP. They get busted and still... They have remarkable, they got remarkable brass. They keep coming back after they've been caught in lie after lie after lie. And they just shirk it off. They just shrug it off. Big deal. So what? I've moved on. Move on with me. One of the things that they've done is they've looked at categories of mass shooting, the kind of mass shooting that... I talk about the most is the rampage killer, the one that's going in. Typically, one lone individual going to attack a public place with the intention to create mass casualties to innocent, random people. Okay? That is not your gangbanger. This is not your drug pusher at a drug deal gone bad. This is not your home invader. Their goal, their motivation is completely different from that of the spree shooter, the active shooter. Well, Ms. Watson Company, they're trying to change the definition to include shooting, any shooting, with more than one victim, perhaps more than two, anywhere, including the home. They say despite claims made by the gun lobby, the overwhelming majority of mass shootings take place in private homes where gun carrying is unrestricted. Here's their Facebook page. Another gun lobby myth dispelled. Despite claims made by the gun lobby, the overwhelming majority of mass shootings take place in private homes where gun carrying is restricted. Fewer than one in six incidents take place in a so-called gun-free zone. Learn more in our report, The Real Story of Mass Shootings in America. They have little bar graphs. Gun-free zones aren't the problem. An overwhelming majority of mass shootings take place in private homes. If you click the link and go to the Everytown site, this gives you a profound analysis. The real story of mass shootings in America. There have been, since 2009, there have been at least 110 mass shootings in the United States. And at the bottom, you can read, using FBI data and media reports, we conducted a comprehensive analysis of every identifiable mass shooting between January 2009 and July 2014. There have been more than 110 mass shootings in the last 6 years. They used FBI data, so it must be true, right? With one small exception, FBI does not see mass shootings this way. From their own FBI Critical Incident Response Group, Active Shooter Mass Casualty Incident, an active shooter is an individual actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area. And recent active shooter incidents have underscored the need for a coordinated response by law enforcement and others to save lives. The FBI is committed to working with its partners to protect schools, workplaces, houses of worship, transportation centers, other public gathering sites, and communities. Notice nowhere in there was private homes. I have to give it to the moms. They are not deterred at all on doing their lying, no matter how many times they're caught and embarrassed. It actually invites the deconstruction every time they open their face. None of us should ever reject free ammo when it's supplied by the other side. And if Shannon is going to keep giving it, why refuse it? But my question is this: if their cause is so righteous, why do they have to lie? Why do they feel the need that they have to lie? The short answer is, if they don't lie, if they go by the same facts and data that I use, they're out of business. Or they have to be honest with you. And this is something they really don't want to do. Because, you know, Shannon Watts, when she goes out in public, she's surrounded by guns. She's surrounded by an armed detail, probably provided and paid for by Bloomberg. Because she's a target. And I beseech you, gun-owning brethren and sisters, if you ever see Shannon Watts, do not threaten her. Do not attack her. Do not even talk ugly to her. Pity her. Pity the hypocrisy that rules her life. Pity the fact that she makes a living off lying. And if you want to think of something that has a shelf life, eventually everything comes to roost. Look at the media right now with Obama. Look at the media right now with Obama. This is one of the media has been on his side for a long time. This is why he has tried some of the more outrageous things that he has done. And slowly, they're beginning to question him. Slowly, they're beginning to do a lot of things. And they're trying to run out the clock now. Obama and Holder are trying to run out the clock on things like Fast and Furious because they know that when a new administration comes in, they will probably just dump it. They will want to go on to other things, which it is my hope that the next... Fast and Furious was a criminal operation. Eric Holder should not be wearing a necktie right now. He should be wearing a jumper. When he moves to and fro, he should be wearing bracelets and anklets that are attached by a chain. When you talk to him, it should be through some bulletproof plexiglass or over a phone while you stare at him. And if the next administration, I mean, whoever it is, they've got to pursue this. They've got to pursue this. Anybody that's bought a gun lately, have you noticed that when you're filling out the form 4473, you have to racially profile yourself? You have to declare your race and your ethnicity and your gender. I don't know why. That's a new thing. There's two boxes that you have to check. They amended the Form 4473 in 2012, which is considered the transactional record the government requires a gun purchaser and seller to fill out when buying a firearm. And this identifies buyers as either Hispanic, Latino, or not. Then a buyer must check his race, Indian, Asian, Black, Pacific Islander, or white. And with each box that they stick in there that has to be checked off, that's a potential violation. But right now, the government is now in the... For those of us who haven't broken any laws, we're being racially profiled every time we buy a gun, which is fine. I hope they have a massive dossier on me. Massive. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Somewhere there's speaking.
All right. Welcome back. I step out of the studio long enough to, you know, heat up a cup of coffee, and my dog comes in here and knocks over the webcam. Just can't have nice things. Welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up in the next hour, Peter Jackson from Gun Mag Warehouse. Here is that here. We're going to talk about the business. And, I mean, being a gun mag seller online across the United States is fraught with danger, believe it or not. You can get in all kinds of trouble doing this based upon law, state law, wherever you're selling. So we're going to talk about that. Right now, you know, one of the things that I've been wondering about is where are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in the Shanine Allen case? Here you have a non-violent mom who did everything right in her home state of Pennsylvania, got her concealed weapon permit, got her gun, decided to travel, wanted to be safe, carries a gun, crosses over into the modern-day East Germany, or as you, other people call it, New Jersey. And she's facing a long jail stretch as a single mom in the same state. And if you haven't seen the video, go check it out, because then you get to see Ray Rice. What does he weigh? 220 pounds. Probably, I mean, he's nothing but a big walking, talking muscle. You get to see him clock his girlfriend in one side of her head and watch her head collide with the rail in an elevator with the other side of her head. And he got a slap on the wrist. And the same prosecutors that could have prosecuted him, that should have prosecuted him, because odds are, you know, I don't know that... I don't know his history or anything about that. But odds are that if he's struck a woman, he's probably done it more than once. Maybe the same woman. And now they're married. You know, he knocked her into her mini coma. I mean, she laid there for a long time. He gets off with a slap on the wrist. Single mom, didn't commit a crime except driving in New Jersey with a gun. So she's charged with an illegal gun and illegal ammo. Now, Sharpton and Jackson came out for Trayvon Martin, an alleged burglar interested in street fighting, abusing drugs, dealing illegal weapons. When he was killed attempting to beat another man to death, the civil rights community came out in force to seek justice. Then there's Michael Brown, strong arm robbery suspect caught on tape. Shot and killed after he breaks a police officer's face and tries to get his gun and discharges the gun in the car. And then is charging him when he gets shot again. And both times, the civil rights community comes out in force to seek justice. Then there's Shanine Allen, hard-working mother of two. She got her gun after twice being robbed by thugs like Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. But she made one big mistake. She went to New Jersey. She now faces a felony criminal record and years in prison away from her sons merely because she crossed the state line and told the officer the truth that she had a concealed weapon in the car. Where are Jackson and Sharpton now? For the moms that demand action because they don't want guns carried in Kroger to protect the children, where are they now? Where's Quan LX and the new Black Panthers? Where's the Huey P. Newton Gun Club? Where's the NAACP? Where's the Congressional Black Caucus? Where is Eric Holder, who is always so quick to launch a federal investigation at the slightest hint that race may be a factor in a trial? And why isn't Barack Obama out there saying, Shanine Allen could be my daughter? Why is she being allowed to be made an example of by what is now a disreputable prosecutor? And a judge, and they both let this Ray Rice off the hook because he's a celebrity, I guess. Never heard of him until he clocked his fiance. Can only violent drug abusing criminals be the allegorical child of the golfer in chief? Here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's not about the color, unless it's the color green. Most of the noted black American leaders, who a lot of black America distances them, don't claim them, don't want them. They're merely henchmen of the radical left wing of the Democratic Party. They get trotted out when it's advantageous to use the issue of race as a political weapon. My biggest problem here is that there is, you can find racism in plenty of places, no doubt about it. And when real, genuine racism is happening, then you have to go there and you have to do something about it. But when the squeaky wheel is screaming in a non-racial incident, which violence is colorblind. Violence is colorblind. Being victimized is colorblind. It's a crime of opportunity. When real racism is out there, how often do we hear about that actually happening? But then, you know, all these other guys that I just mentioned, they're always running out somewhere, either claiming the racial card if you go against this or that because the person happens to be black or Hispanic or Arabic. And they don't pay attention to the regular thing. And you know why they don't? Because it's not profitable. Deep down, below skin color, where the heart and the soul and the mind matters, they don't care about justice at all. They care about their own selfish greed and economic fortune and their own political power and influence. Here's an opportunity to stand up for somebody that's good and honest and hardworking and a female whose only error was making a simple mistake of assuming that her constitutional rights apply to New Jersey. And every one of these so-called pundits in matters of race have abandoned her. They have offered her up as a sacrifice. They want to make an example of her in New Jersey. And it's not about what color she is. It's about that she had a gun. They're going to allow a judicial lynching and just let it happen. And to each one of you that may follow these guys and think they may have some credence, those guys, all of these people I've mentioned, are cowards. Absolute cowards. Law-abiding people don't matter to them. So who's defending this young lady that the anti-gun Democrats are so very eager to see an example made of? It's the racists that are doing it, you know? The racists are the ones doing it. In the colorblind, politically agnostic gun community that's stepping up for her defense, including the NRA, people are stepping forward in an effort to help her when these radicals have attempted to portray her as nothing but a, you know, as a malcontent. We're the ones that they characterize as the old fat white guys. They're the ones that are raising money for her defense and standing up for her, while the cowards stay in the shadows. Coming up next, Peter Jackson from Gun Mag Warehouse on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.